Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, Friday afternoon, 4:30, 6 p.m. right now. Bunch of you folks already in go-home mode for the weekend. Hope you have a great one. So I am sitting here right now, Copper, looking at the Just Love Coffee Cafe menu. Would you care for me to read you something from breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Which one do you want me to read?
Pick one. Dinner.
Dinner. Dinner, which could be the lunch and dinner menu combined.
Yeah.
All right. Then I ask you this. I'll go further. Do you want it to be a sandwich, a wrap, or a salad? Which would you prefer me to read?
A wrap and sandwiches.
A wrap. I'm going with the Jive Turkey Wrap, a flour tortilla, turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, spinach, and creamy pepper jelly spread served with chips and a pickle spear. Dang. Now I'm officially hungry. They also got the grilled chicken wrap, grilled chicken, bacon, pepper jack cheese, spinach, tomato, flour, tortilla, chips, pickle spear, and ranch dressing. Oh, Just Love Coffee Cafe. They got two locations at Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall and one down to South Memorial Parkway near Whole Foods. And so, yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe, they've got amazing coffees. The Charlene calls them the treat coffees, things like cappuccino, lattes, espressos, and they also got regular, just freshly ground, you know, light roast, dark roast, medium roast coffees. But then they've got food, man. They've got food. You might want to stop by, grab something for dinner tonight, or take a big breakfast in the morning on a Saturday and just go enjoy your time. Waffles, omelets, all of it. Listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I'm in the final segment of the show. I'm calling this one, not sure how to take that. It sounds like an unusual title, but that was literally my sentiment as I became across these stories, some of the ones I mentioned a moment ago. I reached, and I'm like, is that real? I mean, is this the Babylon Bee? What is going on? No, it's not the Babylon Bee. It's real. These are stories. And when I'd found the first one this morning. Somebody actually sent me one. One of the guys that at the law firm sent me one, and I thought, there's that. I'm not sure how to take that. And then I found another one. I was like, I don't take that one either. Finally, I decided this segment's going to be called Not Sure How to Take That. Here's the first one. Right here in Alabama, AL.com is reporting. No kidding. Walmart stops selling coconut milk over claims of monkey labor. First of all, apparently it's not a funny story, especially if you're with PETA, because PETA takes everything serious. PETA has no sense of humor when it comes to animals. But Walmart, according to Lita Gore at AL.com, Walmart has pulled a brand of coconut milk off the shelf over claims of forced monkey labor. I didn't know that was a thing. Forced monkey labor. USA Today reported the move comes following an investigation into the Chowco coconut milk by the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. The Thailand-based company was the subject of a 2019 investigation by PETA that claimed the animals were chained and abused and forced to pick coconuts. I'm actually pretty amazed. So if a bull plows a field, is it bad for a monkey to pick a coconut? I don't know. I mean, they say they keep them chained up and they don't allow them to socialize and that kind of stuff, which I would assume would be important. Wow. Walmart stopped selling coconut milk over claims of monkey labor. Here's the next one. Now, this one, I'm going to potentially offend a few of you. This is a family-friendly show, so I'll do the best I can. But this is also on AL.com, reported off the Tribune News Service. Headline is everything that it says. Missouri woman claims she caught a sexually transmitted disease in a car and gets $5.2 million from the insurance company. Kid you not. When I read this, I thought, that's awful. There's some way you can catch it from a steering wheel? You rent a car and you can catch an STD? No, that's not at all what the story's about. She literally filed suit because she and her, you know, partner or whatever had sex in the car. And he did not tell her he had HPV, the human papillomavirus. Thank you. And so she caught an STD in the car through consensual relations, and she sued the insurance company. And the court gave her a $5.2 million award for this. And I'm thinking, what the heck? I don't even know how to take that. So there's an actual headline dated today on AL.com. Missouri woman claims she caught a sexually transmitted disease in a car, gets $5.2 million from the insurance company. Geico, by the way, is the insurance company. In case you're wondering, Geico is definitely appealing, but it's already gone through one layer of appellate process already. And the appellate court has affirmed that in some way, under Missouri state law, that they've upheld the lower court's ruling that if you have sex in a car and catch a sexually transmitted disease, you're allowed to sue the insurance company because you were in the car. I don't know how to take that. All right, let's move away from that story quickly. All right, here's the next one. This is the one that the guy at the law firm sent me. Are you ready for this, Copper?
Oof, I don't know.
CNN. California bees can legally be fish and have the same protections a court has ruled.
Why not just pass a rule to protect bees?
I don't know. I mean, what? They pass everything else in California. Right. If they can pass an assault weapons ban in record time out there, why can't they just protect bees? But no, they have to go to court and have them declared something that they're not. And apparently, by the way, this has been an ongoing piece of litigation, which boggles my mind. Who filed suit for this? Anyway, the ruling released May 31st, it says, reversed an earlier judgment which had found that bumblebees could not be considered fish under the California Endangered Species Act. So apparently there was common sense and now there's no sense. It says the issue presented here, this is the court's quote, the issue presented here is whether the bumblebee, a terrestrial invertebrate, falls within the definition of fish as that term is used in the... It's not a fish. It's not a fish. It's not a fish. Although it does occur to me, Copper, what happens if the bee identifies as a fish?
Well, hippos can identify as humans, apparently.
What?
Did you hear that? Down in South America, they've been, in some country, they've been given the same legal status as humans so that they can protect the hippos.
Shut up. Stop.
You know, the more people are killed by hippos than almost any other creature.
Yeah, more than crocodiles.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Hippos are some mean fat animals. They're just yeah. they got a angry mood at all times apparently. But yes, really hippos?
Yeah, okay, I think it was hippos. Yeah.
Well, just so you know, folks, your bumblebees are now fish. I guess they swim through the air in California. I don't know how to take that. Ugh. Hey, by the way, I'm going to say the phone lines are open. If you want to call in, you are welcome to 866-494-9866 as we approach the latter parts of the show here. Next article I've got came from a website called Culturecidal, and I think what it basically is like saying this is the suicide of culture. Storyline dated yesterday. Are liberals really obsessed with not having kids because of global warming? And he goes on to talk about the fact that, yeah, there was a piece written by some guy in the New York Times that basically laid out the fact that it's a scary world out there. Mainstream climate models suggest a return to a world as bad as the one we had back in 1950. I don't remember 1950 being... I wasn't here in 1950, but I don't recall hearing that 1950 was really bad. And that people are having fewer kids because they don't want to bring them into the world. I don't know. Copper, is your generation scared of having kids and I don't know it?
Yeah, I've heard this before. I've really? Also heard people giving that as a reason for choosing euthanasia, that the population of the Earth's too high, so we should both not produce new life and kill ourselves.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and leave that depressing story behind. I got one or two more here, and then some of them do get kind of political, but there are things that you look at and go, what? I'll tell you what, Copper, go ahead and move it to the last break. We'll come back from the last break. I will wrap this section up. Somebody wants to call in, I can take a couple of calls before we hit to the top of the hour. 866-494-9866. We've got a great audience, man. The phones are already ringing. Love that. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll come right back with, you know, things that I'm not sure how to take that. That's where we are. Number 3 on the Triple Dipper. Be right back. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So this last segment we're doing right now, the phones have lit up, and I also got a text in from Chad from Huntsville. Chad, in relation to the thing about in California, a bee can now be a fish, he says, I can just see some textbook being pushed in a classroom that tells kids in California they can be fish too. It'll be the LGBTQ plus F for fish. That's good. Thank you, Chad.
Not to depress everyone further, but people already identify as animals. They're called furries.
Okay, I don't even want to talk about right. that. That's just whacked. Hey, Copper, I know I got three callers out there held on the line, but was there one that came on and had something she wanted to say, or was she, what was that the one that called, the online one that came in?
Her call dropped off. She said she appreciates our show because everybody lies these days and is dumb, like thinking bees are fish. And so it's no wonder that other countries think Americans are stupid, but our show proves the opposite.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. We'll take that as the compliment that it was meant to be. All right, line four, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing, bud?
Mighty fine. Good to hear from you. And also wanted to say that, well, you got to be whatever you want to be. And but from that point, if you're going to be a bee and you're going underwater, that's a big buzz killer.
Brian, you are... Brian was like Mr. Dad joke today. That was awesome. Be what you want to be. Don't be a buzz killer. Okay, good stuff. All right, who's next, Copper? I hope it keeps on like that because that's epic. All right, line five, Marsha from Rogersville. Hey, Marsha, how you doing today?
Hi, Marsha. I love your show.
Thank you, man.
Listen to it real often. I wanted an opportunity to make a statement about Matthew McConaughey's statement he made the other day about the shooting at the school in the town where he kind of grew up.
Yeah.
I've been a Trump supporter. I've been a Republican for a long time, and I know that a lot of our Democrat stuff has just gotten haywire crazy. But I felt like Waters the other night on television was not fair to McConaughey because I understand that McConaughey in 2005 said we need to get rid of the assault weapons. I understand that. But it sounds like he realizes he's going to have to start where he can with people to get something done. And he was sincere with things that he thought we could do together if they would work together. And we've had so few Hollywood people come out and stand up for those type of things that I just felt like Waters wasn't fair to him. And I really like Waters, but okay. I felt like he brushed him off and made fun of him. And I just didn't think that was appropriate.
Well,
I wish he'd have said something a little more positive about his effort.
Well, and so it's a great point, Marcia. In fact, I think I said at one point that was actually, I don't know if I said it on the air or just to a friend, that was the, that was the gun control speech we should be scared of because it was well-reasoned. It was not screaming. And it, if you just took it at face value, it made sense. I mean, there's holes in some of the things he said. I mean, he can't like red flag laws are just a really bad idea overall. But nonetheless, Marsha, your point's well taken, and I appreciate you being in the audience.
Well, you know, you didn't have to agree with all of it, but
yeah.
But and the other thing is, I'm not for the assault rifles. I don't think they have a place in our regular home stuff. But here's the deal. If these drug lords get in here and we start having wars with that kind of thing, or some little group around here decides they're going to wage war against a certain county or something, the only thing that's going to work is that kind of weapon.
Well, but I'll be honest with you, I've got an AR with multiple 30-round magazines, and I'm well trained with it. But I use it for sport shooting and for going to the range and things like that. I mean, it's not like the 11 million AR-15s that are in the United States right now. How many of them are actually used in a crime? Very, 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 very few, like a handful.
My son has one. You know, I'm all for guns.
Well, hey, Marsha. Marsha, thanks for the call. I got somebody else I got to grab before I run out of time. But thank you so much for being in the audience out there in Rogersville. We appreciate you. Line three, Stuart from Huntsville. Stuart, how you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm blessed. When you mentioned that liberals are maybe declining birth rate, I'm kind of all for that. I am a white Christian nationalist, and we are the new target group. And I think Christian nationalists, whether it be white or Hispanic or black or Asian, need to be having more kids, and liberals need to be having less kids.
And then raise them up in the way that should go, so when they get old, they will not depart from it, right?
There. Bingo, bingo.
Hey, Stuart, thanks for the call, man. Thanks for hanging on. All right. Hey, listen, what a great audience, man. This is an awesome show. I got one more here. I got two more. Let's see if I can get to these two more stories I had in the things that I'm just not sure how to take that. All right. So I mentioned one briefly. So D.C., Washington, D.C., super liberal area, by the way. Lived up there for a little bit when I worked at the Pentagon. Love it up there. I love Washington, D.C., but man, their leadership is so woke. Anyway, D.C. launches an ad campaign, according to the Free Beacon. D.C. launches an ad campaign to combat anti-trans hate on public transportation. There's only been one incident in the past 2 years. Literally. They've got an entire media campaign with posters and everything else going on, the Metro Area Transit Authority buses and trains. And it's like, for instance, right now, the one advertisement they've got is a poster. I've seen a picture of it. With a white guy with a man bun yelling transphobic slurs at some, like, a gender ambiguous person. You can't tell if it's a male or female sitting on the train. And it says right here, but these incidents have almost never occurred. It says federal data additionally shows that over 99% of anti-trans incidents in the last decade do not even involve white men. Here's the stats. In the 28 anti-transgender hate crimes that are in D.C. logged in by the FBI in 2020, none of the offenders were white. So they're making posters and creating, it's like they're looking for a solution to a problem that doesn't actually exist. So there's that. Here's the other one. Here's the one with my military background. I had to say something. As the 10th Mountain Division, you know, one of the most deployed divisions in the U.S. Army, the 10th Mountain Division's division commander is now telling subordinate leadership they cannot bother troops after 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. What? They're in the Army. Sir, I'm sorry I take issue with that. It's time to stop mollycoddling the troops. They joined because they want to be hardcore. Let them be what they wanted to be. All right, folks, what a great week. You guys are an amazing audience. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Copper and I back here again Monday at 2. Y'all have an amazing weekend.